Charlie, it's a big event. 34 years now for the MAG Attack. Man, it's been around a long time.
It has. That is correct, Rich. So this Saturday at 8:30, pretty much going on the entire day, we're going to be holding the 34th annual McCook Optimist Club MAG Attack tournament. Really excited about the turnout. We have about 15 more teams this year than we did last year, so that's great to have those individuals in the community. Event locations will consist of the MCC Event Center, St. Pat's Gym. You also have the high school and junior high, as well as the YMCA. We're going to be utilizing all those courts. We're going to be having approximately about 53 teams in town, along with family and friends, and it's going to be a fun event.
Yeah, it's sometimes it's tough to find a weekend. It's always been in January, maybe the second or third weekend in those areas. But you're battling other towns and cities around not only Nebraska but Kansas for these teams to hit travel tournaments. But you always try to keep it in January, don't you?
That's correct. So typically it's about that third Saturday each year. But there was a scheduling conflict. I believe RPAC will be in there during that time, so we had to move it up a little bit earlier. Still going to be a great event. Still early enough in the year that we've had a really good turnout for numbers, and you know there'll be some other tournaments around as well for the rest of the season. But yeah, we're really excited about that. Unfortunately, because it did get moved up a little bit, the college is not back in session, so not all the students and athletes will be back. We tend to get some volunteers and some help from some of the teams there, which has been great. But that's okay. We have a lot of good things going, and we're really excited about the turnout and appreciate all the volunteers that put this on. It takes a big team to put on an event like this.
Admission to get in for the fans, parents, is very, very reasonable, isn't it?
Correct. That's right, Rich. So to get in, it's $5 for adults. It's $3 for school-age students, and anybody under the age of kindergarten can get in free. Once you pay admission or a gate at one location, you'll get a mark or a stamp or something, and that'll get you in all the other locations as well the entire day.
And again, I think we talked earlier, Nebraska, Kansas teams, you got a few Colorado teams coming as well.
That's right. We have a couple out of Colorado. I think we have three or four out of Kansas. A lot from our southwest Nebraska region, but we pulled in a couple teams from Kearney and Minden and Ogallala, so we're venturing out a little bit further than we typically do, so we're excited about this tournament.
And I know the money raised, Charlie, over the years stays right here in our community, used for different projects for the youth, don't you?
Absolutely. So this is one of our larger events that we host, and the money goes back to the community to support our area youth, whether that's high school scholarships for college, or there's a team or an organization needs assistance with something. We do a lot of those things to help out area youth. So, yeah.
Yeah, and it looks like Mother Nature is going to be kind to you this weekend. It sounds like it's going to be an okay weekend coming up.
That's what I'm hearing, and that's what we look forward to. I know a couple years ago we had an overnight snowfall, and that put out, we had about 6 teams call that morning and cancel on us, and we scrambled, but we were able to get things figured out. And so I'm glad we won't have to experience that this weekend. Right?
Yeah, so glad you didn't have this scheduled for last weekend, huh?
Correct. We would have been in that same boat again, having to figure some things out. So, yeah, weather should be good. And, if you got any family or friends, we hope to have a good turnout, support our youth teams.